You were lucky if you had a good day. Most of the time it was rough, very, very cold. So cold that you had to chip the ice off the deck and all that sort of thing. Terrible weather, rough seas, snow, ice, fog. We had all the weather thrown at us. Whatever they could throw at us, they threw at us. On one occasion, there was like a trawler sort of ship. That was covered in ice so much that she sank under it. The weight of the ice has just crushed it. You've got to provide yourself with food, and you've got jobs of getting that food hot. Sometimes you get up to the mess deck, up to the cooker's, and you've got to step outside, and suddenly they wave it at you and knock your breakfast or your dinner all over the place. So you scoop it up off the floor and put it back on the pan and take it down.
And that just gives an exact just how rough the seas were.
Oh, yes, seas were very rough. You're washing over the bows and all that sort of thing, over the sides. If you walk going along the upper deck, you had to be very careful, hang on to things, because if you didn't, the waves would come over and wash you away.
Just how cold was it? Someone like me, I mean, you know, we think it's cold in winter here, but...
It was very cold, around 25 degrees, something like that. In fact, it was so cold that it froze the waves that come on the upper deck, and they formed ice. And you had to chip that ice off sometimes. You got to keep the guns and everything ready for action, and the torpedoes ready for action, and everything else, firefighting equipment. So you're hacking away at ice and taking a... When you finish a watch on that, you'd go down below and, with your luck, you would get a cup of coffee, if you were lucky.
Did you have much encounter with enemy action?
Only aircraft, yes. We had aircraft and... We had U-boats, yes. We had a U-boat firing torpedoes at us. On one occasion it went... It seemed as if, well, I don't know, but that's what the lads tell me. It seems as if it went underneath us, because I was down the engine room, in the boiler room or somewhere, when it happened. And that it went underneath us, I believe. Of course, the ship was doing this, you know, with the waves and the swell.
Tossing and turning.
Yeah. On another occasion, we were coming back. One fired a torpedo at us, and we picked it up on our elastics, and we managed to turn just in time for it to miss us, and it went sailing back the side of us. So, you're on edge all the time. I mean, you got sort of used to it, but at the same time, you expected something to happen any minute. I mean, I was down the boiler room most of the time, boiler room and engine room, and what was going on up above, all I could hear sometimes was bangs.
It's been described, that journey, sort of hell on earth, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible. You never knew from one minute to the next when you were going to get bombed or blown up. We found that it was a terrible journey, and we were glad when it was all over.
You've got the switch on coming up, and the people of Stafford wanting you to turn the lights on for
That's
them.
That's right, yes, yes, yeah. I'm very proud that they've asked me to do it. I'm looking forward to it in a way. I just hope I don't let people down.